Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Incredible sounds of Take Six. One of the acts that will be part of the 2018-2019 season of the MAC. Mackinac Arts Center, College of DuPage in Glen Ellen.
Have you heard their Christmas albums?
I have heard their Christmas albums.
They're great.
They are beautiful. I want to say that back in my smooth jazz days, which I vaguely remember, because mostly I've had electroshock therapy
to try
to get all that Kenny G music out of my system. I seem to remember going to hosting. I think I hosted a Take Six concert. These guys are amazing. These guys are so good. And so cool that they're going to be coming to the Chicago area and that you can check them out. At the MAC during their coming season, my old pal Diana Martinez is the director of the Mackinac Arts Center. And hello there. Welcome back to WGN. It's been such a long time since we've had you here with us.
Quite an honor to be here. I love your new digs.
We've got all these new digs for you today. And now, how long I knew from your Second City days. I knew you from your Paramount Theater days.
You knew me from my Pheasant Run days.
From your Pheasant Run.
You know me since the beginning.
Wow. I did forget about that.
Uh-huh.
But we have known each other for a long time. Which is great. And you bring such vitality to whatever venue that you're working with. And the Mackinac Arts Center, the MAC, as it's called, has long been bringing great people in. But I was looking at your new season, for which tickets go on sale August 4th, and you've got some really cool stuff that's coming up.
You know, what's exciting about working at a college is that you can really leverage that education factor. And we started a new series, the National Geographic series. We have a couple of world premieres, which I'm really excited about. We have a couple of Chicago premieres. And, you know, right now the country is so fragmented, and we had a real solid conversation about who do we want to be in this conversation, and we're a college and we're an art center, and what side of the issues do we want to be on? And we decided we wanted to be on the side that brings everybody together.
Yeah.
You know, and so we're trying to do a very eclectic season with different cultures, different ideas to try to get people talking.
Yeah, we'll go down the schedule and talk about some of the highlights of the 2018-19 season. But just talk a little bit about the MAC and how it's grown and, what it is, this wonderful gem that's out in the western suburbs for people to not only enjoy music, but all kinds of live mm-hmm. performance.
Well, we have three theaters. We have our own resident orchestra. The New Philharmonic Orchestra, our conductor, just won Conductor of the Year by the Professional Orchestras Association, which is a really great honor. We also have a resident theater company, Buffalo Theater Company, who does plays and dramas. And then we have our touring season, and we also have a lakeside season that I started, and it's kind of become our signature, and we had about 25 to 3,000 people every Friday night outside, and there's a beautiful outdoor lakeside pavilion.
Oh, great.
And you can't see it from the front. It's hidden. So if you walk through the building in the back, it's just gorgeous with a fountain and a lake. And we have amazing vendors like Weber Grill comes out and high-end restaurants, and it's just a beautiful night of free music.
So kind of like a
Ravinia.
I almost was going to say like a Ravinia experience, except you pay to go to Ravinia.
Yeah, this one's free.
It's like you go to the Petrillo Bandshell here downtown.
Exactly.
And you can sit on the lawn and mm-hmm. Enjoy some of the best entertainment that there is. I would imagine a slightly more affordable evening. I mean, you're talking about these free events that you have. But the other events that you have and some of the concerts that you have, a much more affordable evening out than if you were to come downtown to go to the show or Soldier Field or Wrigley Field or some of the other places where concerts are going on.
They are affordable. We're in a college, so we're not paying rent, so that helps keep our costs down. We have a robust donor system that helps keep ticket prices affordable. And the third thing is the parking's free. we do our shows on the weekends when the college is closed. So we have this amazing parking lot where it's convenient, it's free, it's easy.
Yeah. So let me take a break and we'll come back and we'll go down the schedule and tell you about some of the highlights of the year, all at the MAC out at College of DuPage in Glen Ellen. Diana Martinez, their director, is here with us this morning. If you've got questions or comments, things that you want to talk about, if you've enjoyed the MAC, we'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. 1051, Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Coming up in our next half hour, my one-on-one interviews with the cast of Mission Impossible, Fallout, Tom Cruise, Henry Cavill, Angela Bassett, all the stars that you went to see this weekend in Mission Impossible, Fallout. Just got the new box office numbers, and they exceeded the industry expectations. In fact, it became, the new Mission Impossible movie became the largest opening Mission Impossible movie in the entire franchise, in all six movies. So I'll tell you more about that as well with the celebrity interviews coming up in the next half hour. Diana Martinez is in studio with us this morning, who is the director at the Mackinich Arts Center, the MAC at College of DuPage, with all kinds of amazing shows coming up in the newly announced 2018-2019 season. So what are some of the highlights? What are some of the big shows that are going to be coming up?
Well, we start out with Colin Mochrie and Brad Sherwood from Whose Line?
The improv guys.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
I worked at Second City, and I got to meet Colin, and he truly is the best of the best. Yeah. He is a legend.
They actually terrify me a little bit at how
quick they think.
Quickly their minds work, and in what offbeat ways often their minds work. I mean that in the best way possible.
It's true.
You watch them work and go, how can a person be thinking of that many things at the same time and come up with them? But they do. And these guys are the best at it.
They are. And that's our season opener. I'm very excited about Bassem Youssef. I saw him at a conference in New York, and he is the John Stewart of Egypt.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He was
touring here in the U.S. He had a book out or something not long ago, and we had him on the TV morning show.
Oh, you did. He's awesome.
He's very interesting and hilariously funny, but he was trying to do a show like The Daily Show in Egypt, a politically satirical comedy show about the political events that were going on in the
Middle East. The Arab Spring.
And that quickly ended, and he is no longer on the air.
Well, what's really interesting about him is he was a heart surgeon that made a funny video, and that's what sprung his career. But the government wasn't so crazy about his sense of humor.
Yes,
So he will be here, so he'll be very interesting to listen to.
Does he do a night of stand-up? Or?
It's a stand-up and a conversation.
Yeah.
You know, talking about free speech, talking about the business of political asylum and why he's here,
right,
and how important free speech is and all of that.
His own experiences, but also what I found most interesting with him, and I'm sure he still talks about this, is how what he went through in expressing satire was taken off the air and how his voice was snuffed out.
Right.
And the dangers that something like that could happen here in America, where, you know, the freedom of speech is somehow snuffed out, and that we no longer have that sort of thing. So I think it's a very interesting comparison when you hear Bassem speak.
It's a very important topic right now.
Yeah.
We have the world premiere of Henry Ford's Innovation Nation. It's a TV show for children about how things are made and inventions, and now they want to make a live stage show out of it. And Griffin Theater Company, who's here in Chicago, is actually producing the show for them, and they were looking for a place to develop the show. And so the three of us are partnering to bring this live stage show to life, so it will premiere here. And then it will go on a national tour.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So you're originating some works here as well. A show for kids?
It's
primarily,
for children.
You think?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I think I would find it very interesting as well.
It is interesting. I started watching the TV show, and then you're like, oh, I don't know. That's how that works,
right,
that's how that was made.
Yeah, that's often how I feel when I'm watching kid shows on like Channel 11 or something. It's like,
right.
I didn't know that.
Isn't that fun?
It is.
We have a few PBS shows. The Annie Moses Band is a family of six. It's kind of like the Osmonds, except the violin and classical version of them. But it's like classic meets bluegrass. They're off the chart amazing. The Texas Tenors, who have a PBS special, will be coming. So we have some really interesting cultural sorts of shows. I'm very excited about Bollywood Boulevard. Lincoln Center commissioned this show, and it's the beginning of Bollywood and Hindi cinema from black and white to now. Mm. So it's kind of a retrospective, and they did it last year, and we're getting it here this year.
Oh, I've enjoyed so many jazz shows out at the Mac. You've got, I know, some good names coming in for the coming season.
Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Nice.
And Take Me to the River was a documentary that was done. And this year, last year it focused on Memphis, and this year it's going to focus on New Orleans, and it has Ian Neville and a bunch of artists. This show sold out because, again, it has a little bit of an educational flair to it, and you're never going to guess who produces this show. Snoop Dogg.
Really?
I had no idea.
Really?
He is a big, like, music education aficionado, deep down under all his wackiness.
Yeah.
And he produces the shows, and he gets these artists together to create these retrospectives to kind of look at, like, what did New Orleans do to create this sort of music, and who are the legends?
Yeah, I've heard him speak about how classic American music forms like jazz, blues, etc., are all sort of the roots of hip-hop, that there wouldn't be the basis of the music for which he is most famous if it hadn't been for earlier forms of purely American music forms.
So that must be his hook.
Yeah.
He really studies it, and he brings these people together, and it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that is impressive. You've got, I know you've got a bunch of dance presentations that are going to be coming up, and all kinds of music. Comedy, did I see Capital Steps on the list?
Yes, you did.
Somewhere. That's so great that they are still around, and that there it might be a few political things to joke and sing about these days.
You know what I love about that group is that they rehearse. I interviewed actually one of them once a week. They constantly create new material.
Yeah.
And that's what makes them so relevant, you know, is that they're always writing, and there's so much to write about. So it's fun for them.
Boy, that's for sure. People want to get tickets. They go on sale August 4th, is that correct, for the new season?
And we have a big party, and if you go to the theater on the 4th, we have lunch, free tours of the theater, giveaways every half hour, and no service charge.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah.
That is nice. Okay, so August 4th at the theater itself, at the Mac itself. If you want to get more information, look at the full schedule, et cetera.
You can go to atthemac.org.
Atthemac.org. It's Diana Martinez, who is the director of the Mackinac Arts Center, College of DuPage. Thank you for coming in. It's so great to see you.
What a pleasure and an honor. Thank you for having me.
We will take a break and update news coming up next. WGN.